Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Australia's Foreign Minister and Defence Minister are holding talks with their US counterparts in Washington. Penny Wong and Richard Marles are meeting with US Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth at the State Department. Richard Marles says their alliance remains important.
We are living in a much more contested world where it really matters to be doubling down with friends and allies, and obviously America is front and centre and foremost for Australia in that respect. President Trump has given us the motto for our meeting today, which is full steam ahead. And it is very much full steam ahead in terms of the alliance, in terms of the progress on AUKUS.
British, French and German leaders have met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ukraine now says it will present Washington with the revised peace plan the meeting has produced as the war nears its fourth year. President Zelensky has indicated Kyiv is keen to counter a US-backed draft widely viewed as too accommodating to Moscow, but he says they remain open to further discussions.
Things which are very important for today, I think unity between Europe and Ukraine, and also unity between Europe, Ukraine and the United States. There are some things which we can't manage without Americans, things which we can't manage without Europe, and that's why we need to make some important decisions.
The United Nations Humanitarian Aid Coordination Office is downsizing its appeal for funding. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it has reached 25 million fewer people this year. It says that's because of lower levels of support. The UN is still seeking $50 billion to help some 135 million people cope with conflict, climate disasters, food shortages and epidemics. A 14-year-old e-bike rider has died after a collision with a four-wheel drive in Diamond Creek in Melbourne's outer northeast. The 22-year-old driver is assisting police as the major collision unit investigates. The death is the latest in a series of fatal e-bike incidents nationwide. The West Australian government is challenging the recommendations of an inquest for Indigenous teenager Cleveland Dodd. Coroner Phil Urquhart said the 16-year-old was subjected to solitary confinement and isolation and also lacked access to healthcare, education and running water. He recommended the unit be closed as a matter of urgency. But WA's Minister for Corrective Services, Paul Papalia, has disagreed.
There is no facility in the state more fit for purpose than Unit 18 to house this cohort. It's a dangerous, complex and challenging cohort. That's why we're building a purpose-designed facility to replace Unit 18.
The Tasmania Fire Service says a blaze that claimed at least 19 homes in Dolphin Sands on the state's east coast has now been contained. Commander of the Southern District at Tasmania Police, Jason Elmer, says he hopes residents can return home soon.
A further assessment was made of the safety of the road this morning. Representatives from Tasmania Police, Tasmania Fire Service, TAS Networks, the local council and SES did a safety assessment of the road. As a result of that assessment and also as a result of the severe weather with winds predicted for this afternoon, a decision was made for the road to remain closed. That'll be reassessed tomorrow morning, but we are hopeful that we can reopen the road to local residents tomorrow.
Meanwhile, some 40 fires are still burning across New South Wales. The Bureau of Meteorology says dry and hot conditions are going to drive high fire dangers for the state, with the mercury reaching 40 degrees Celsius in Bourke. Victoria has delivered an historic apology to Aboriginal people today. Premier Jacinta Allen delivered her apology to a special sitting of Parliament.
For the laws, the policies and the decisions of this Parliament and those that came before it. Laws that took land, removed children, broke families and tried to erase culture, we say sorry. For the tears shed in the dark, for the silence that shadowed their years, for the childhood taken and never returned, for the stolen generations, we say sorry.
The apology fulfils a key recommendation of the Yuruk Justice Commission and is a commitment under Australia's first statewide treaty process. The opposition refused to back the apology because the wording mentions treaty, which the Liberal Party has vowed to repeal if it wins office. I'm Deborah Grook. This is SBS News in Easy English.